we are in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Dalid, the halachas of Tisha B'Av. We are up to Siv Zayin, and we'll be doing Zayin through Yud. Rechitza Asura B'Tisha B'Av, Bein B'Chamin, Bein B'Tzonin, Afilu Lahu Shedetz Bo B'Mayim Aser. It is Aser to wash even one's finger on Tisha B'Av, whether it be in hot water or cold water. Even just to put your hands in water is still Aser. Siv Ches, Tfilah Shel Mitzvah, the Iker Adin is that Tvila Shel Mitzvah, when one is chayiv and being tovel, bizmana, if that is the time that he has to be tovel, muteris, it is mutter. Aval bizmana ze'ein tvila bizmana. Today, we are not noeg taris, there's no tvila bizmana. Hilkach lo titfol bo, therefore a woman whose leil tvila is on leil Tisha B'Av should not be tovel, because it is not called tvila bizmana. We are machmir to give every nida halacha v'zava and count shivin ekiyim, and therefore is not tovel when she would have to midaraisa. So it is not called a tefillah bizmana, and is therefore not docha Tisha B'Av. V'chein nohagu, so that one does not go to the mikvah on Tisha B'Av under any circumstances. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down here that for a woman who is going to be going on Motzoi Tisha B'Av, she should do all of her preparations on Erev Tisha B'Av, and then be tovel on Motzoi Tisha B'Av. Siftes. Imhoyu yodov meluchlochos betit uvetzoa. If someone's hands were filthy, so there the halach is mutter lirchotz. It is mutter for him to wash lahavir halichluch in order to get rid of the dirt. It is only washing where we consider it washing for pleasure. Washing for actual removal of dirt is permissible. Velo yitel kol yodov. He shouldn't wash his entire hand. He should only wash as much as is necessary to get rid of the dirt. Now, similarly, the Mishnah Berurah mentions a woman who is cooking and has to rinse we'll learn later, after chatzos, that's permissible. So if she has to rinse meat, for example, she's going to get her hands wet. That's mutter too. That is also not a rechitza shel tainug. It's not washing for pleasure. She just happens to get her hands wet in what she is doing. So you're allowed to wash for anything other than pleasure, which means you can wash to get rid of dirt, but only as much as is necessary, as well as washing in as part of food preparation. Says the Ramah now, Haga, vim osot tzrochav, if someone used the washroom, im muter lirchotz, whether or not he's allowed to wash, dino kamon b'yom kippur, v'ayin lekamon simin tof reishud gimel. So for that, he sends us to Hilchas Yom Kippur. Now, what is the halacha there? In Hilchas Yom Kippur, he says as follows. He says that if the person actually got his hands filthy, the halacha is he's allowed to wash his hands in order to say the bracha of Asher Yatzar. If he did not get his hands filthy, then if he comes out of the washroom, if he's going to daven, he can wash his hands, but just for Asher Yatzar, he should not wash his hands. That means Netilas Yadayim for having left the washroom is only permissible on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av if the person is about to daven. Now, what if someone is about to daven and he didn't use the washroom? Even though we are knowing to wash before davening, a person is not allowed to wash his hands just to daven. Now, since it is good to wash one's hands to say Asher Yatzar, the right thing to do is to get one's hands filthy when he uses the washroom. This way he'll be chayiv in it. In all the cases where one does wash, like for davening, if he just used the washroom, so it is not the entire hand, it is only the fingers up to the knuckles, which is sif yud. Notal odam yodav shachris. When you wake up in the morning, you wash your hand. You only wash until your knuckles, you only wash your fingers, that is, not the hand, even though this is for washing in the morning. Now, the washing in the morning is permissible because the ruach ra that we're getting rid of in washing negelvasser is considered like dirt. Mr. Brewer brings down the gra who doesn't like it, and therefore his maskana is that you should only say the bracha of al netilas yodayim on Tisha B'Av morning if you use the washroom and then you go and daven. But if you didn't use the washroom, so your hands are clean, it's just because of ruach ra, that's not enough to be mechayev netilas yodayim. There's a day that Mr. Brewer brings down from the Mati Yehuda, that it is mutter to wash your hands before mincha, since there's a mitzvah of washing before tefillah, because if you call nekras alakecha Yisrael, it would have the same halacha as tefillah's mitzvah, which we do not call washing for pleasure and is mutter. It does not sound like the Mishnah Berurah does paskin like that.